Point 6. Dream. For years following the mine's closure, there was a yearning for something to fill the void. It was first actively suggested that a public art feature should be installed on the site in 2003 for regeneration purposes and to build on the local community's wish for a memorial to the former Sutton Manor Colliery. It was to be a television programme that presented the opportunity. Laurie Peake, who curated Dream.
Well, Liverpool Biennial were approached by St Helens Council initially. Ex-miners at Sutton Manor Colliery had nominated this site to be involved in a Channel 4 television programme called The Big Art Project. They had actually been shortlisted but not been successful in getting to the final six, but were really anxious to do the project anyway. We started to progress very quickly with me working with the ex-miners to think about the kind of thing that they wanted to commission for that site. A few months into that process, Channel 4 got back in touch to say that they'd had second thoughts and would the Sutton Manor site be brought back into the fold.
Sutton Manor was chosen as one of only 7 out of 1,400 publicly nominated UK locations to be developed and filmed for Big Art, a groundbreaking Channel 4 initiative supported by Arts Council England and the Arts Fund. It was selected because of the cultural heritage of the site, the passion of the former miners, and the prominence of the location, plus its potential to help develop the area's economy. The ex-miners unanimously selected the world-renowned Spanish sculptor Jaume Plensa to come up with a suitable concept to fulfil their aspirations. One of the main reasons for their choice was Plensa's dramatic use of light. Former miner Gary Connolly.
So Laurie introduced us to, I would say, a long list of artists, not a short list of artists. We was looking for someone who could design something that reflected the past, but also took the site into the future. And the reason we chose Jaume was the work he'd done with size and shape, and also he had a signature of light. We wanted something for the site that was highly visible 24/7. So the idea of the light won us over even more to Jaume.
The miners wanted something that remembered the past, but that looked to the future. Jaume gave them Dream. Follow the path left to see the landmark sculpture for yourself and be amazed. Then play Point 7.